With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. House Speaker Mike Johnson predicts a war in Iran won't last much longer.
I think we're wrapping up Operation Epic Fury. That's what I think. I think it will be done in short order.
Correspondent Karen Chamis reports on the latest diplomatic efforts on both sides to try and end the war.
The United States and Iran seem to be at diplomatic loggerheads as both sides have issued conflicting statements over diplomatic efforts to end the war. Iran has rejected a 15-point U.S. proposal, which Pakistani officials said included sanctions relief, a rollback of Iran's nuclear program, limits on missiles, and reopening the Strait of Hormuz. I'm Karen Chamas.
The shutdown may force TSA to consider closing some airports until funding resumes. A partial government shutdown means that agents have had a hard time making ends meet, not being paid for the last month. TSA agent and union leader Mac Johnson.
We not only strongly encourage, we demand that the Congress and this administration sit down like adults and resolve this matter so these employees won't be placed themselves between a rock and a hard place.
It may soon cost more to send priority mail as the U.S. Postal Service is seeking an 8% hike on shipping products.
The agency says the charge will start April 26th and run until January 17th, 2027, if Postal Regulatory Commission regulators approve it. The Postal Service says its competitors have already added fuel surcharges. The higher charge covers priority mail and several package services. First-class stamps will stay the same. Earlier this month, the Postmaster General warned Congress that the Postal Service will run out of cash by February 2027. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 179 points. This is SRN News. A man is suing for the right to play golf against women.
Haley Davidson has filed suit against the LPGA and the USGA for refusing him entry to a qualifier for the Women's U.S. Open last year. Davidson, who is a man living as a woman, wants to reverse new policies put in place by both governing bodies to keep males from competing against females. A growing number of sports organizations in this country and around the world are adopting similar rules to try and protect women athletes. Michael Harrington reporting.
Law enforcement officials say they're taking steps to monitor and counter threats to Jewish communities nationwide since the onset of war in the Middle East. Multiple hate crimes and an attempted terrorist attack have prompted increased security measures at places of worship. Michael Masters with the Secure Community Network says the goal of the enemies is to, quote, scare us into submission and so that we make a decision not to show up. This is SRN News. Here's Greg Cluxton now with the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
The number of Americans applying for jobless aid inched up last week as employers continue to retain workers despite a weaker labor market. Applications for jobless benefits rose by 5,000. Delays at many of the nation's airport security checkpoints continue as TSA staffers are stretched thin. Hundreds have quit because they haven't been paid in more than a month. Officials have warned of possible airport closures. Wall Street bonuses hit a new record in 2025 as profits surged. The state of New York reports the average bonus rose to just under $247,000, up 6% from the previous year. With oil trading above $100 a barrel, AAA says today's national average for gasoline is just under $4. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Greg Clugston.
You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.